Hello, my friends. This is Coach Aaron Saft and the Running is Life podcast. And today I am going to read you something that I wrote. I sincerely appreciate everyone that has reached about the last episode, my previous conversation with Hunt Brumby. It really meant a lot that you took the time to listen and to hear his story and how inspiring he was. I miss my friend. And that's why I wrote this. It helped me find some closure. And I think at this point in time and everything that's going on in the world, some of this stuff needs to be said. And if it's not for you, then maybe it's for someone you know. And it may not be for now, but maybe for a time in your future. So if you earmark this episode, if you share it, I appreciate it because somebody might be able to take this to heart. And I'm going to take what I've written here and I'm going to put it in the show notes so you can read it afterwards. I know I'm a visual learner. So as I go through this, I appreciate you listening. I'm just going to go through this for this week. And then next week, we'll get back to our usual conversations. I had a great question come in, which I'm going to answer. I've got some guests lined up, but really felt this pertinent to go through today. So here it goes. My job as a coach, as Ted Lasso would echo, is to not only make athletes perform to their potential, but to help them become their best self. How can one do that but to be present consistently, show love and respect abundantly, and model how to present oneself through constant gestures of kindness and thoughtfulness? We're becoming afraid to tell one another we love each other. That is a mistake that can do more detriment and harm to our society than we can afford at this point in history. So with that said, I love you. I love you as an equal. I love you for what you bring to this world. I love you for your potential. And I love you for the light you can share with others. I've lost a lot already this year. With the passing of my grandmother and my friend Hunt, my world dimmed for a moment as their lights were extinguished. It takes a moment for us to process their loss and realize we must shine brighter in their absence because that's precisely what we miss. Their love and ability to make us feel loved. So again, I say to you, I love you. And I ask you to let your light shine as bright as possible. All you have to do is be you. Use the given talents and abilities you have to make this world a better place. Right now, you may be trying to find out what that is, and that's great. It may also change over time. If anything in life, we must expect the unexpected and be grateful for every opportunity we're presented with. The good and the bad, as each will teach us lessons in life. It's having the wherewithal to recognize each event in our life is a challenge. And we must rise up to that task and recognize we are not alone when facing obstacles, adversity, and fear itself. You are not alone in this world. To try to go at it all by yourself is a mistake. Rely on those around you, those that love you, to help you through the tough moments. I am here to help. I do love you. When love is at the forefront of what we do, we set the intention of completing a task with others benefiting before ourselves. It takes a lot to recognize, and it took me a long time to understand, this world would be a better place if we put others before ourselves. So here I am. I try to be present every day for you, to put your needs in front of my own, not because I'm paid to do so, but because I want to help. I want to share with you what I've learned to make your journey in life fulfilling and meaningful. I want to give you hope. I want to show you what you can do when you use your love for life and those around you as your guiding principle. My love for my family is my strength. I've accomplished so many things in which initially I questioned my ability to complete those events due to their complexity and difficulty. But I gained strength from my family, from their love and support. Not only was I not alone in facing these challenges, I knew I had their love and support to get me through. So find what gives you strength. Find what will support you when uncertainty has you questioning your ability to complete something. Remember, you don't have to even do this part on your own. There are always those of us willing to help. Let me conclude by saying you should never be afraid or ashamed to tell someone you love them. I love you.